how users can hold Facebook accountable. It's not easy to protect 1.4 billion people every day, but if Facebook wants to be the home where all those people share their likes and heartbreaks and plans and politics with acquaintances online, it had better try a lot harder. That was the thrust of the news on March 17th when the Observer of London and the New York Times revealed that analytics firm Cambridge Analytica improperly obtained data from 50 million Facebook accounts. The company, which worked with both Senator Ted Cruz and Donald Trump on their 2016 presidential campaigns, then attempted to build psychological profiles of potential voters, with the hopes of using them to determine whom to target. But in this case, unlike other recent privacy breakdowns like the Equifax data breach that put 145.5 million accounts at risk, thieves or hackers did not steal information. The company actually just handed the data over, then didn't watch where it went. As Facebook itself reported, Alexander Kogan, the academic researcher who first obtained the information through an app he developed, did so in a legitimate way and through proper channels, and violated Facebook's policies only when he passed it on to Cambridge Analytica. The social network was also under the impression until recently that the harvested data had been deleted, but The Times says it has viewed a set of it. Right now, it's not clear who else can see the data. All this has prompted sharp criticism of the company, which meticulously tracks its users but failed to keep track of where information about the lives and thinking of those people went. Facebook's shares were down by 6.8% in the first business day after the reports. Lawmakers in both the U.S. and Britain, where Cambridge Analytica did similar work ahead of the Brexit referendum, have demanded testimony from Facebook Chief Mark Zuckerberg. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general have reportedly begun investigations. On the site itself, many users mused, "Why are we still here?" This all comes at a time when the company reported that it had seen a decrease in daily active users in the U.S. and Canada for the first time, from 185 million to 184 million in the fourth quarter of 2017.